All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey's show here on WPHM. We're going till 6:30 today. Then we've got Michigan basketball coming up. Brady Beaton with us this afternoon as well. And now joining us is Alex Gold, who's one of the new voices you'll be hearing on our radio station. He is the host of The Gold Standard, and he's part of SB Nation Radio, which we have picked up here on AM 1380 in 2019. Alex, welcome aboard, and thanks for doing this.
No, thank you both. Great to be on with you. We're excited to kick off 2019.
All right. I know that you're kind of from the Midwest. You've worked in Boise. You've worked in Kansas City. Great city, by the way.
Love it. Yeah, I just actually went back home for a little while, and you know, I'm still recovering from the barbecue food coma. So that's definitely what I did most of my time back home.
Outstanding. Hey, you know, in our area, Port Huron, about an hour north of Detroit. So, you know, the Lions are the Lions, a big disappointment always. The Tigers and the Red Wings are in a rebuild. The Pistons are in NBA limbo. The Michigan football season ended in catastrophe. Michigan State was a huge disappointment. So all we've got going for us, Alex, is Michigan and Michigan State basketball right now. Michigan's off to a great start. What's your take on the Wolverines, and how long can they play like they've been playing?
No, it's great. I love talking college basketball. As you mentioned, I'm from the Midwest, so I'm a KU grad, so I love it. It's kind of interesting for me too. Now doing the show nationally, we don't get as much time to talk college hoops just this time of the year with NFL and everything going on. And I'm curious too, just to get your perspective on it, because I think maybe watched about half a game of Michigan basketball this year. Of course, Michigan State played Kansas earlier in the season, so I got a little bit closer look at the Spartans more so than the Wolverines. But you look at college hoops at this point in time of the season, and it's kind of interesting to me how we've already worked our way through now to conference play, and the discussion so much early on in the season was all about Zion Williamson and Duke, and he was going to be a national player of the year. And not that he's not in consideration for it, but it's interesting to me to see his name has fallen back to the pack a little bit. If you were to say who the player of the year halfway through the season is, I don't think anybody's going to say Zion Williamson, just based on how things went the last month.
And that's the interesting thing about it with us, because with Michigan, I mean, there are some guys that stand out, but it's pretty much a team effort, and they win with their defense, and they create their offense with good defense. Because it's not like they're lighting it up, or anybody's pouring in 30 a game or anything like that. They're just kind of grinding out wins, but by the end of the grind out, they've beaten teams by 20 points.
Right, and it's interesting, too, with John Beilein there. I wonder how much you guys have discussed this, too, because I think it's an interesting observation with what's going on with the FBI investigations. And to me, there's probably not a better time to feel comfortable about your guys' head coach that you have there. I mean, everybody I've talked to in the past following college hoops, and this includes assistant coaches, they say nobody runs their program as cleanly and as smoothly and successfully as what you guys have there at the University of Michigan on the basketball front.
Well, it's funny you bring up John Beilein, because I think it's funny with the two programs in the same school. Michigan basketball is almost the antithesis of Michigan football. The coach is very quiet. You never hear about John Beilein in the news. They aren't flashy. They don't get a ton of national love. And they just go out and do the job, unlike Michigan football, which you could say is the opposite of all three of those things.
No, that's a great way to put it. That's a good comp. I would agree with that totally.
And the other thing about Beilein is in this state, he takes a back seat to Tom Izzo no matter what the Spartans are doing.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, how does that dynamic work? And do you think he likes that, though, to some extent? I mean, based on his personality, as you guys kind of just described, he kind of likes being under the radar a little bit?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it helps their program.
Yeah.
As weird as that seems, because normally you want to be out in the forefront for recruiting, but he recruits just fine. And he does a great job. Nationally, though, like, it doesn't seem like he gets talked about as much as some of the other great coaches across the country.
No, he doesn't, and I think it goes right to what we were discussing, just about kind of the personality, and you don't hear about, even when Michigan has had deep tournament runs, he's not somebody that's going to be out of the four coaches. If you're in a Final Four, for example, he's not one out of the four. He's probably going to be the the quietest, the least outspoken. They're not going to have the flashy quote that everybody's going to talk about. And again, not that's a bad thing whatsoever. And you said it, maybe it benefits the program, as a matter of fact. But I think that's why. I mean, it's the same thing when we look at athletes as well on the professional level. And there's plenty of players. Like, I'll say here where we're based in Houston, right? DeAndre Hopkins didn't have a drop ball all year and probably is the best receiver in football, but he's not one of the, with all the Antonio Brown stuff going, he's not a diva wide receiver. He's not something that's going to be all that outspoken. He doesn't get talked about quite as much now. Maybe he has an opportunity to showcase himself here on Wild Card Weekend.
All right, and we'll get to some more football in just a minute, but you know, in college football, we always argue which conferences are the best conferences. College basketball, who's got the toughest conference?
Yeah, I always going to look, and not after last night, I guess I'll change my answer a little bit. I would have said still the ACC or the Big 12. Well, the Big 12, my problem with that, did you see what happened last night? I mean, like, goodness, it's just brutal to watch Big 12 action the other night. And this goes with Kansas taking on Oklahoma. You have Texas going to Kansas State and beating them on the road by 20. The Big 12, you know, Kansas has won 14 straight conference titles, of course, there. And It's a grind, but I don't think you can say that they're a top two conference this year heading in. Now things can change as it goes in. The Big Ten, what's kind of the feeling on the Big Ten just there locally?
Well, the thing about the Big Ten is that even the bad teams are tough to beat when you're the road team. So even when you go to Rutgers or you go to Illinois or someplace like that, it's always tough to win on the road in the Big Ten. And then everybody at the top just knocks each other off.
Yeah, and there's never really one juggernaut either, especially with Michigan State kind of falling back. And again, Michigan did make the national title game last year, but they're still not even thought of as this big giant in the Big Ten.
Yeah, because I look at, that's a good point when you look at Nebraska, right? You look at Nebraska and what Tim Miles has done there, and they're a team that always seems to give everybody fits, even when they maybe have a disappointing finish of the season. There's a place there in Lincoln where anybody can lose on any given night, and they're not, you know, consistently by any means a top-tier team.
Yeah, and even you throw in, we've got Maryland in now. A lot of people still have a hard time remembering that they're in the Big Ten, but they're, they're normally tough. Wisconsin, it's always tough to play at Minnesota. You know, Ohio State has been good in recent years. Northwestern is very hard for, I know, Michigan and Michigan State. It's very hard for them to go to Northwestern and win a basketball game. They always have a hard time in those places. So it's a fun league, but because they beat up on each other so much at the end of the year, even with people like Tom Izzo and that in the conference, they're always not the sexiest pick when it comes time to seeding.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, when you look at the way the seeding comes out this year, is going to be interesting. I'm fascinated to see how much does the committee, and I know it's so early to talk about it, but with these new net rankings, what's your guys' feeling on this? Because the net rankings seem the first few weeks of these coming out, which, of course, is the sticks in their mind, the NCAA's mind, to the RPI and everything like that, which was outdated and needed to change. But some of these net rankings have been they have been all over the place when you saw specifically week one or two of the net ratings come out, and you see some teams that are, you know, I know it's meant to balance things out, but that are, you know, ranked 23rd, but in the net rankings, they might be second in the country early on in the season. How have you guys kind of viewed that? Have you even paid much attention to it?
Well, the thing with those are, if you have to remember, they're not built for the short sample sizes, so you're going to get those wonky rankings at the beginning. I'm sure once you have the full body of work and once you start getting into conference tournaments is when you're really going to start to see more of a parallel between the AP or the coaches poll and the net rankings.
You know, and just for me, I don't know, I'm beginning to think that we're leaning too much on statistics and things like that in our world. Whatever happened to just watching a team, seeing how they play and going, yeah, that's a good team. As opposed to watching the team and going, yeah, that's a bad team.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that. I certainly there's a place for analytics and stats in sports. I think we agree with that. But yeah, it's gone overboard. And heck, I know we're talking, you know, about college basketball here right now. But I mean, it's the same thing we've kind of seen even with the. I know we have the selection committee or the playoff committee, I should say, in college football. But we're even seeing people, I think, they're starting to dive too much into it. Instead, let's just look at the eye test. Who were the best four teams in college football?
Before we let you go, I did want to Brady pointed out to me yesterday that SB Nation has a great page with podcasts.
The YouTube channel.
The YouTube channel. Do you have any part in that, or will you in the future? Because there was some great stuff on that.
So I haven't done too much with our YouTube channel on the video side at SB Nation. Now, we do have podcasts. If you go to podcastarena.com or just SBNationRadio.com, all of our shows that are going to be airing up there in Michigan will be podcasted up on the website there. But, yeah, hopefully we get some more video content, and certainly something we want to continue to push out.
Well, we enjoyed the Appalachian State one.
Yeah, I did see that.
Because we lean more towards the other team here.
Okay, yeah. Is that normal? Is that, now, that's just both of you, or is that kind of, what is it?
Brady's at the, Brady's dad went to Ohio State, and his grandfather went to Iowa, so he's not allowed to root for Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. Probably a smart decision.
And going back to, I'm a little bit older, so I go back to the Bo Schembechler days, and as a kid, I didn't get it.
Most overrated coach in history.
And I've gone on many rants about that and upset a lot of listeners about that, but I tend to agree. I don't get what the big deal was or what they have ever accomplished to kind of act as arrogant as they all do. And so I've always kind of leaned towards Green, even though they haven't always been very good.
Fantastic. No, I'm sure, you know, who knows, my alma mater again, Kansas, Michigan State, wouldn't surprise me if they meet up in the tournament somehow. It seems like that always happens.
All right. Alex, welcome aboard to the WPHM family, and we're glad that you could do this, and maybe we can talk to you again sometime.
Fantastic. Thanks so much to both of you. We're excited to be up there in Michigan.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. There's Alex Gold from Sports Bee Nation Radio. He does the Gold Standard is the name of the show. I like that. I think we can call it the Stucky Standard?
No.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so.
I think of another S word to call it.
You can catch him Sunday evenings beginning at 7 here on WPHM. We'll be back.